The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2, we're up and running. How's it going? Testing, 1, 2.
I thought you forgot my name.
Bonnie, right?
Yeah.
Bonnie McFarlane, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
These are both on. Go right ahead. Let me hear what you got to say.
Hello, I'm Bonnie. I'm married to you.
Oh. Well, let me jump right into this before I forget.
You got an agenda?
Well, no, this is just a quick thing about Nike. The other day I got...
Oh,
these,
no.
No.
First,
no,
let's set up that you have an addiction.
I don't have an addiction.
To buying shoes.
No, I'm a collector. I'm a collector.
It's a hoarder.
It's not a hoarder. A hoarder keeps old stuff. I buy...
You've got a lot of shoes. How many shoes do you have?
What? Sneakers or shoes?
Sneakers.
What, 60 pairs maybe? 50, 60 pairs?
50 or 60 pairs of sneakers? And how many not never worn?
20. No. 15. 15.
Why do you keep buying more?
I like certain ones.
I know, but...
Eventually I'm going to start wearing all of them, or I'm saving them for you for when I pass away.
No, I don't want them.
You got to sell them.
I don't want it. Just give me the money. I don't want to have to sell your dumb shoes.
You'll make profit.
I don't want to. Okay, I'm going to start collecting tampons, and I want you to sell them after the death.
There's no resale value for tampons, okay? Why don't you collect something with a resale value?
Well, you'd rather resell something? You'd rather go
not
to,
worn.
Okay, all those shirts I have sitting on my dresser.
They were worn. These are not worn, the ones you resell. The ones I wore.
It doesn't matter. Don't you think it's like, why would you do that to someone? I'm doing it for my wife so she can... Who would want to do that?
Who would want to do what? Save something for their wife? A lot
to
of people.
To resell?
Take them to Sam. Sam will sell them for you on Jimmy Sam or Monroe. Take it to one of those.
Okay, take all my handbags. I'm going to start collecting handbags for you to resell after I'm dead. Is that cool?
If they're good ones.
That's something you'd want to do?
Yeah, why not? Keep the memory going. Keep the memory alive.
Start a Poshmark account and start
What's
selling.
What's Poshmark? Am I supposed to know what Poshmark is? You look at me like I'm supposed to know every dumb fucking selling site on the internet.
Well, there you go. You knew what it was.
Well, obviously it's a
Well, obviously. So there you go. You used your context clues.
So anyhow, the other day...
How much further could I explain it to you? Well, it's a selling site called Poshmark. Is that more clarifying?
Mm-hmm. Where is it at?
Where is it at?
Online.
Where's their headquarters? I don't fucking know. Where is it at? What the fuck kind of question is that? What do you mean? Where
like
is it
not,
at?
Where is that? Like, do you have an app for it? Do you?
No, you conjure it in your mind. You take pictures with your eyes. Now it's on my website. What? Like, what kind of question is that?
So, can I finish my story?
Poshmark.com? Is that, does that help you? Is that...
Oh, see, maybe you go to a .com. Maybe they don't have an app. There's a difference. Every place that's a .com doesn't have an app. So it's a good question. Come to
no,
think of it.
No, it isn't. Yeah, it no, is. It isn't. No, yeah, it isn't.
It is?
No, it isn't.
What do you think? Yes or no?
No. I just said no 10 times. No.
Can you take a whiff of this?
No, please. Come on.
Please. Just a little one.
No.
It was an accident.
Why would I take a smell of your leaky glands? Get out. Stop it.
All right. All right. You're a wimp. So the other day.
How am I a wimp? The other day we were going to do something naughty and I could smell it and I couldn't do it. And I made you go wash it. He gets a smell behind his ear that is...
It's an oil.
It's...
A musk oil. I'm going to try to
like,
patent it.
It's like, I don't know where, like, where your family derived from, but it's like you have some kind of like natural...
Can you turn...
You make people throw up. That's your like superpower. You just put your head to the side. And...
Why do you talk so soft? I don't even see your bars moving on the computer here.
There.
Talk... I'm not fooling around. I'm not wasting all this time to do, you know, and no one can hear you. So let me tell my dumb story. You ready?
Yes. It's about you're going online. I know the story.
No, you don't know the story.
You're a VIP at this website.
No, so Nike.
They said, you're on hold for these shoes.
So Nike said, we reserve these sneakers till 8 p.m. Then I go on the website. Yeah. Then I go on the website and they're, you can't get them. You know, I go on at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock, whatever, you can't get them. Then I try again later, can't get them. But they're reserved for me.
Yeah.
But you can't get them. So, oh, who's calling? You know
no,
what this is?
You don't need to take it.
No,
you don't need to take it.
Because it's one of those calls. It's one, hello? Hello? Hello. Yeah, it was one of those spam calls I've been getting all the time. So
you can block the number.
I've been blocking them. You want to see how many I blocked?
Okay, calm down.
So, anyhow, so reserve till 8 o'clock. I can't get them. I call Nike. They go, oh, they're sold out. But you reserved them for me. How can you reserve something? It's like if you go to a restaurant, table's reserved, and you get there, and they go, oh, tough. We gave your table
so
away.
So what did they say?
Nothing. Tough. We don't do social media. We don't. So.
Wait, but so, did they say that they're reserved? What was their explanation?
They sold them out. They go, sold out. But
well,
I go.
What does reserved mean then?
Well, I'm going to show you right now. It doesn't mean anything. It means go fuck yourself. So now, these sneakers, look, reserve today until 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
These are the Air Jordan 12. Nowhere does it say while supplies last.
Right.
Can you read that?
Excuse me.
Can you read that?
Yeah.
So, what I'm saying is the other day, I called them.
Relax.
And they just said tough. So I talked about it on the radio yesterday.
Allie.
I talked about it on the radio.
Wait, Allie's.
And they go, it probably said why supplies last. And I just sent Sam a text. It doesn't say why supplies last. That's what I'm just saying. It's they reserve something for you and then they go tough. Well, anyhow, yeah.
It makes no sense to me. I would stop doing it.
I know.
Stop buying Nike sneakers.
No.
Uh, stuff's okay. made in China.
Huh?
The stuff's made in China.
Anyhow, how do you know where it's made?
Are you going to just, like, what are you going to do?
I'm ready. You said, why the dog's barking? You told me not to talk.
Oh, my God. Manipulation.
I'm doing what you said. Did you say, wait until the dog stops barking? Did you say that, yes or no?
Oh, Rich.
Okay.
Oh,
there you go.
My
Let's
God.
Turn this around on me.
I'm not turning it around. You know what you're doing.
What did I do?
You were on your phone just, like, fucking around.
I text somebody why I listened to what you told me to do. You said, don't talk till the dog's done. And I'm doing it now. I'm talking while the dog's barking.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why. Can you shut that
you
door
You sound
up?
Exactly like someone you don't like.
Who, Trump? How do I sound like Trump? I'm lying because I'm lying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brother. I would go, if I was going to pick intelligence, I would go with the CIA over him. I'm just saying, I would just go with the CIA because that's what they do for a living. Central Intelligence Agency. Their middle initial is intelligence. So that's what they do. They gather intelligence. I would have to go with them. See what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying? Yes. But some people... Well, whatever. Blood money, folks. I'm not getting political. Just my opinion.
It just is political. Who cares if you're political?
That's not really political. That's no. Well, that's a little political. That one's a little political. If I usually say I just don't like somebody, they go, "Why are you political?" I go, "I'm not being political. I'm saying I don't like somebody."
But who cares if why would someone say don't be political? You have to be right now. Now is there's never been a more important time to be political.
Yeah, but we're comics. We're supposed to only be funny. That's what they say, right?
Yeah, it can be fucking funny or political. If I'm on stage, I'll try to get laughs. If I'm off stage, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yep, right. Do whatever. Say that again. You can do whatever the fuck you
Are
want.
We just doing whatever the fuck we want now here on the podcast? Because now you're just taking your vitamins with coffee.
So I don't forget. I don't want to forget. And I got the other vitamins too that they sent me. I'm taking those every other day. So I don't want to take too many vitamins. What if you could take too many vitamins? Have you ever heard that? You can't take too many
vitamins? Certain ones you can.
Like what?
I don't know. I don't feel like talking about this.
Oh, you want to get back to the political thing? Okay.
No, Oh my God, the dog. Let's start over.
No, this is going well. This is our Thanksgiving. This is our Thanksgiving podcast. Hey.
It's Raina's probably coming home. She got a half day today.
They have a half day. Do they have school Friday?
No.
Good, because it's the day after Thanksgiving. Yeah, here's what I came to the conclusion, and this is why I get mad.
Rich.
I have to swallow. There, Bonnie.
Swallow Well, because it sounds like you've got like...
What?
An aquarium in your mouth.
Well, you're proud of that one, aren't you?
No.
Oh. So I was leaving Planet Fitness. Whenever I leave there, they say, goodbye, have a good day. But you know why I get upset about it? Because it's not sincere. They don't really... They have to say that. And you're going...
Yeah, and you don't think we don't know you have to say that?
I know. It's like, welcome to Moe's. They're thinking, when you go to Moe's, they'll go, welcome to Moe's. They're thinking, oh, fuck, I got to make another fucking quesadilla.
Yeah, why do they make... Or at, not CVS, what's the other one over
Walgreens.
There? Walgreens, they say like something like, stay safe or some... I can't remember what it is now, but something that's like really ridiculous, like... That no one would just normally say.
Yeah, so, but when you leave and they go, have a good day, you're going, I'd rather you say nothing than say what you have to say. Because if I walked right out that door and a fucking car ran me over, as the next person who's walking out there would go, have a good day. Yeah. You know what I mean? It wouldn't even, oh, that guy just got run over by a car. Nope, they got to say have a good day to everybody that leaves. All right, I'm sick of people that are programmed. It's not their fault. It's the dumb companies that program to say, like, if you call any customer service or anything. Like, I did Spot Hero the other day, and I was bringing it in at quarter to 12 midnight on Monday night. And I wanted to leave it there till Tuesday, 4 p.m.
Yeah.
So I put in the time, and I swear to God I put 4 p.m.
But they said 4 a.m.?
They said 4 a.m. So, why would I park my car? I mean,
it could have been just human error.
I could have made that mistake. Anyhow, I call Spot Hero, because now I'm going to have to pay two parking fees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm already paying for a hotel and all of it just to plug fucking gigs. So I call Spot Hero and they're going, oh, well, all right. Call this number or send us whatever. I just go, forget it. You know, I just thought they could right there switch it to 4 p.m.
Yeah.
But they're going, oh, no, you got to do this, do that, do this. I go, for fucking $20, I'm not doing it. I thought you could just... You know, and then I tried to leave New York yesterday at 4, which was the biggest nightmare. For an hour, I sat for a block and a half, two blocks, and I just said, fuck it, I'm going downtown. I went downtown. I did Sam Morril and their podcast, which was
Keeping
so much,
Joe.
It was so much fun. And
with Joe Mackey.
Then I had some soup, and then I went to leave again. It was another 45 minutes to leave the Holland Tunnel.
This is a great story.
I'm just saying, do not. Under any circumstance, if you're, listen to me.
I'm telling the public.
They're already listening.
That's what they're doing. If they're in it at this point, if they're hearing you say "listen to me," they're already listening. You don't have to say it. Just say what you want to say and say it succinctly, and maybe even with a little bit of humor, since that's what you're supposedly known for.
All right, here's
let's keep this fucking train on its tracks. Come on.
What I'm
give
saying.
It some effort. You're like, oh, we have a great podcast. People listen to our podcast. We have an amazing podcast. Let's see it. Let's show what you can do. You think you're so fucking good at podcasts. Let's see it.
I'm great. I killed on fucking Nerd Podcast yesterday.
Well, let's see you do it here. Come on. Bring it, baby.
No, I'm the fucking here. I'm the setup guy. I keep this thing moving. Keep it moving.
No, you
the
don't
turning.
Keep it moving.
Oh, who do you
What's
think
What's the topic you've even brought up to keep it moving
insincerity.
About?
I talked about insincerity.
Yeah, but then you moved right on. You didn't, there was nothing.
You didn't add anything about insincerity.
I tried.
And you stopped at Walgreens?
Well, then there's no fucking time for me to jump in again. You just kept moving right along. Then I called the Spot Hero. I think, oh, I'll let him finish his Spot Hero conversation, which who the fuck knows what happened there? Not me, not anybody. Not anybody who listened to that story. I will interrupt you now since you fucking got mad at me for not interrupting before.
I didn't get mad.
You said, why didn't you say something? Well, I'm saying something now.
Yeah, but I haven't been
mad. Nobody understood the Spot Hero story because people might not know what Spot Hero is. It's an app or a website.
Yeah, for parking.
For parking.
And I hit.
You put your times in and then you go park there. And it's
well,
prepaid.
You gotta find.
Shush. You had your chance.
I didn't finish.
It was the most boring story in the world that didn't have any finish.
It did.
I'd rather pay the extra $20. $20 for what? We don't know what the fuck you're doing.
I told in the beginning that I had to pay twice.
Shut up.
I had to pay twice.
No, we didn't know you had to pay twice. We didn't know until just now. Okay. Then I got in my car. Let me tell you something, folks. Listen up, folks. Here's the thing, folks. What I got to tell you, folks, is this is important, folks. Another thing we need to know here, folks. Listen to this, folks. Going downtown. Don't ever leave the city at 4 o'clock, folks.
Yeah.
You think they don't fucking know that?
Somebody knows.
Wait a second here. I bet they're fucking writing it down in their fucking calendars and in their notes. Oh, Rich Voss with some... Oh, Rich Voss says don't leave the city at 4 o'clock. Oh, boy. I was going to do that. Oh,
Even around 3 or 3:30. You don't want to leave. Take you an hour and a half just to get
out. I'm great at podcasts. I had some soup. And then I tried again.
45 fucking more minutes. Nightmare. Have you ever dealt with that?
I'm going to fucking punch you in the face.
Why?
I can't take it. Because it's like...
All right, then let's move on. You know what we should talk about?
Well, I'd love to hear it, Mister. I keep things moving. Here, why don't I check my emails while we're doing the podcast?
I didn't check an email. I
sent
a text.
I thought you told me to stop talking while the dog was barking.
Yeah. Oh, what are you doing? Voices to imitate me? Is that what you're trying to do? Trying to make fun of me? That's my voice.
Am I trying? Or no, I don't try. I do.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess you were wrong about that being Raina coming home.
Oh, folks. Oh, another example of Rich being right, Bonnie being wrong.
There you go.
Oh, let me explain something to you, folks. Let me tell you this, folks. Let me let you know. Listen here. Listen up, folks. Listen to this. Listen. Who fucking does that? Listen to me. Listen. Listen, folks.
I didn't have that much saliva. All right. Time's up. Why are you staring at me? So, one, I mean, this isn't really that big of a deal, you know, but last night I came down and I
guarantee there's no two.
You guarantee what?
Nothing.
Last night, exhausted. I mean, hours in the car to get home. My sciatica is killing me. I can't even sit in the car. Before I go to Rhode Island this weekend, I'm going to take Tylenol because...
Ooh, thank God you added that little...
It's killing me. My butt cheek hurts so much. Mm-hmm. My right... It hurts. It goes down the front and the back of my leg when I sit down. Right now, I'm in a little pain. Coming home yesterday after hours...
All of us are in a lot of pain.
Coming home yesterday after hours of sitting in traffic, exhausted, all day doing radio, you know, to plug whatever.
I have a feeling, Comedy Connection in
Rhode
this
Island
is
this weekend.
End up with a Bonnie did something bad.
Okay. No way.
What?
So I came exhausted. I didn't even work. I was going to work out in the basement yesterday.
What? My back and my butt hurt so bad.
Yep.
I got to take a Tylenol when I go to Rhode Island. Come on over here and listen to this. He's going to take a Tylenol, everybody.
I'm taking two.
Listen to this. Listen to me. Listen. I'm going to take a Tylenol before I go to Rhode Island.
Two. 4 hours in the car. It's gonna. I'm dreading it. I'm dreading it.
Wow, we're looking forward to it. All right, what?
Exhausted, in pain last night. We watched a new TV show we just started. Fabulous, just fabulous. I don't know, Escape from Somewhere. We'll talk about that in a few. And then I go down. You know, Bonnie always wants to go to bed earlier than me.
I have to get up earlier.
Well, I get up the same time.
Oh, my God. I don't have... Okay, go ahead.
No, I know.
I'm sorry. Next time, we'll try to get on your schedule. Is that what you want?
To get on yours, so sometimes you can get on mine. When I get on yours, sometimes you get on mine sometimes. That's how it works.
The only thing you get on mine is my nerves.
Oh.
Woo! Boom. Nailed it.
So, exhausted, I go downstairs. I'm watching an episode of Daredevil. Great.
Does this have a point? Because you started this with number one. So I, unfortunately.
So I go, you know, I want to have something to eat, a little light, nothing heavy. I didn't, you know, eat a lot yesterday.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I had dinner. I didn't really. I had a breakfast and a dinner. Dinner was good. It was, you know. And I went into the kitchen to make some of that instant soup that we have. It's really good. I forget the name, but it's pretty hot and spicy. You know what I'm talking about. I said, you know what? My wife works hard, even though I'm in a lot of pain and a lot of trouble.
Oh, my God. Is this what this whole fucking conversation is about, that you emptied the dishwasher? Are you fucking kidding me right now?
And I refilled it.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
I'm just saying.
That was an hour-long thing just to be like, I emptied the dishwasher.
In the middle of the night.
The fact that you fucking brought it up and you take such pride in it, I think they all know now how much extra work I do on a daily basis than you.
What are you talking about?
The fact that you're using that as like a...
I just said I wanted to...
I'm amazing. I'm incredible. I emptied the dishwasher once.
And I filled it. Refilled it. I wanted you to get up and have a nice clean kitchen in the morning. Is that all? Is that, you know, am I a bad person to do that?
You're not
for you?
A bad person. When I actually woke up this morning and came down and made coffee, I was quite thrilled.
Did you know
to
I
be
did
honest.
It?
100% immediately.
And clean the counters, you knew it?
I did know. I think I just said I knew it and I was thrilled. What else should I do? Do you want to fucking me to send you flowers or a love letter or something? Yes. I said, "Oh, this is a nice treat." But the fact that you keep bringing it up.
I didn't keep bringing it up. I only brought it up once now.
Oh, really? You didn't bring it up when you first got up?
No, I just said...
Oh, yes, you did.
What I say?
You said, oh, are those put away properly?
Oh, I just asked. I didn't bring it up. I was making sure.
Oh, Rich.
Because you have a lot of new different dishes, and I'm going, are they in the right spot?
I have a lot of new dishes. I guess I get those in the divorce. You get the shoes, I get the dishes.
Well, those are my shoes, automatically.
Unless you die, then I get to sell them.
Yes.
I'm just going to give them away. I'm just going to put them on the street. I'm just going to line them up on the street.
Oh, you would do that?
And say
thousands?
Free.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Is that what you're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What are you going to do with my golf clubs? Give them to Ben. He'll sell them.
I'm going to put them in the fucking dumpster.
You're just throwing thousands of dollars away. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, because I know in your... floating around as a ghost, you'll be so fucking pissed. Oh, you'll be I'll get one over on you at the very end there.
Oh boy. Okay, well, you got me at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna haunt you.
Oh good.
I'm gonna what are you gonna do about
you
that?
Haunt me now.
Whoa, here goes the cup, here goes the sip, she's closing. All right, so what do you want to bring up? Talk about that show we watched last night. It's pretty good. And the one with Julia Roberts. We're watching two. Man, there's some good TV out there.
I don't know if I can come up with a story as great as
I'm going to lay down again.
Hurting your butt and then putting the dishes away. And then refilling it. I also refilled it.
Yep. So, how many husbands would do that for their wife? And their family.
All of them.
At 2 in the morning? 1:30 or 1:10? Huh? Would they?
Well, make sure the time is right. Because a lot of them would do it at 1:30, but not at 1:10.
Yeah.
Also, your times. A lot of the stories have really important times involved in them. Your parking story?
Yeah.
Whoa. Was that on the edge of my seat on that one? Is he going to get the money back? Is he going to have to pay twice? We don't know. We'll be right back after these messages.
I had to call Thrifty.
Wait, I called him. I said, hey, I accidentally.
I had to call Thrifty. They overcharged me $25. You know, these companies do and think you're not going to call them.
Yeah, well, I don't. So
$25, my rental car. In, where was I?
I don't
know. St. Louis.
Another fucking great story from Rich Voss.
St. Louis.
You should do a night of just stories. Well, he's got that rental car story, and he's got the spot hero story. Oh, I hope he tells the dishwasher story. Oh, I'm bringing my wife to that one. It's so good. You don't know what's coming. It's at 1:30 in the morning. Who's going to... He emptied the dishwasher. Round of applause. Then everyone sits back down.
Your daughter's knocking on
it. And I refilled it. A standing ovation.
Right, let me do some plugs here. Shut that dog up. God, you're loud. She's got a loud bark but no bite because she's a Yorkie. Relock the door. That's my daughter coming home. This weekend I'll be at the Comedy Connection, Rhode Island. And December 1st, me, Bennington, and Florentine... We'll go to treehousecomedy.com. Raina,
what?
Come here. I got to ask you something, and this is important.
What?
Come here. Because I got an email. And explain
to
me.
You didn't do your science.
I got an email from your science.
Listen it on the...
Talk it to the mic.
No, I don't want to talk into the mic.
Why? Because you're confessing. Confess to the public.
I looked on the slideshow, and it says that there was no homework. We just had to, like, study for the... I mean, not study, but, like, you know. It said we didn't have homework when I checked.
The science? For science?
Yeah,
it said...
Good morning, I checked, and it said we had nothing.
Did you bring
that... Did
anybody
else do their homework?
No, like, 8 people didn't.
Did you say that to the teacher? They didn't say? Well, why wouldn't you stand up for yourself? Because now she's bad-mouthing you all over town.
She's wearing a shirt that says, girls can do anything, and I'm going to write under it. Homework.
But science homework. If there was no homework, wouldn't you say, hey, well, we didn't have homework? Raise your hand.
Well, apparently we did have homework, so...
Is it because you're not paying attention in class?
No.
What are you doing?
So if everybody else did it...
No, like...
Well, only 8 people didn't do it.
That's a lot of people in the class.
Well, that's over half did it.
No, like half didn't.
Yeah, but half did. How did half of them know?
Well, how did half not know?
Because that's the half that fools
that's
around.
That's the half that wasn't paying attention.
I paid attention.
Not your, no, because you're, I know.
So we have it goes like.
How did the people
Monday,
who did
it? I had it Monday, and then I didn't have science Tuesday, so. And then I had it again, so if anything.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Science is stupid.
It's stupid. You don't need to know about ecosystems.
What?
You're still doing ecosystems?
What's that?
Yeah,
what's that?
Yeah, we're still doing it.
What's ecosystems? Like what goes on in the air and stuff?
Yep.
No, not.
Yeah.
It's as close as he's gonna get. Come on.
It's Earth and shit. The ecosystem.
No.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Minerals?
Either explain it to him or he's just going to keep guessing.
Just explain
for an hour.
What's he.
No, I don't want to.
No, the. What do you call
I
it?
Feel
chart?
Bad for the audience.
What do they call that chart, you know, with platinum and gold and shit on it? What do they call that?
The table of.
No.
Periodic table.
Yeah, what's it called?
The periodic table.
The periodic table. Is that connected with the ecosystem?
No.
I know. I knew that. I was just saying. The ecosystem. What is the ecosystem? The ecosystem is...
It's...
You don't know. That's because you don't do your science homework.
She does know because we already did, like a long time ago, the chart for it.
Yeah,
but
we're still doing ecosystems.
What more could you learn about that?
I don't know. Now we're learning about like biodiversity. And stuff.
Biodiversity. Try that one, Rich. What's biodiversity?
It's college. About I don't fucking know. I couldn't even think of anything funny.
Language.
Oh, Nancy Voss.
Oh.
Oh.
Rich's sister. We're going for Thanksgiving tomorrow. What time? 3:30.
Yeah.
Good. That means we can show up at 4 some.
Looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow. Cooking up a storm right now. Dinner's at 3:30. What can I?
Oh, make sure she puts bacon in everything.
Bacon's at 3:30.
What can I put? What can I write to upset
Wait,
her?
Dinner's 3:30.
What?
What can I write to piss her off?
Say, don't forget Bonnie's and Rain and her.
I already
vegan.
Said that. I already said that. She goes, don't be stuff.
I'm not vegan.
I know.
I'm gonna put. Look, one. No, hold on. One vegan.
Wait, dinner's at 3:30. Mom?
One.
No, it's just we're supposed to show up at 3:30.
Doesn't eat.
Thanksgiving, they have.
Look at this
early.
Red meat.
Can we cancel this podcast? Or?
Well, no. One vegan, one doesn't eat red meat. What could I write about her, Raina?
One's a sugar-holic.
And kid. And the kid likes. What do you like?
Turkey.
Turkey.
And the kid's just there for the turkey, right?
No,
didn't you used to say that?
And the kid likes.
Everything.
Sugar.
Hi, baby. Hi, you want to say something to the podcast?
Listen, let's get back to the ecosystem.
On the plane, I saw a little baby. When I was on the plane to Edmonton, and I was like, oh, I miss my dog.
You saw a baby, and you thought of a dog, not your child?
Yes.
I see. That's the difference, Raina. I miss you.
Well, you know why I'm leaving, and the dog doesn't. She thinks I'm dead.
You can still bitch me. I think you're dead.
Yeah, you're dead to me.
Oh my God.
So tell us about the ecosystem.
Well, she can't from over there. She said they
come
get
over. Explain the ecosystem. Go on, mommy's mic. You're
okay,
already
on. She doesn't
want
to be on it. Let's carry on. We must be almost done.
No, we're only at 33 minutes. We got 12 more minutes to do 45.
Ooh, well,
I got an idea. The special End Zerly podcast. It's only
well,
half an hour.
This is our Thanksgiving podcast. So let's go around what we're either you can say what you're thankful for or what you're not thankful for. Raina, you want to go first?
Sure. I'm not.
No, be positive. No. Or be negative. Do whatever you want. Who am I? Well, let's see what Nancy wrote back first.
I'm thankful for father's negativity.
Oh. Yeah.
Rich just said be positive. He's like,
be positive.
Oh, you're hurting me.
Oh, look, she wrote back. I wrote one vegan, one doesn't eat red meat, and kid likes sugar. You may want to make reservations at your favorite restaurant.
Ha ha ha.
Oh, what should I put?
Wait, are you just going to start a fight with your sister before we even get there?
No. Okay, go ahead. Start your little... Let's start this segment now.
I'm not sitting on
it's our
bed.
New segment. Now, be serious now. What are you? What are you thankful for?
Your negativity.
Why? I'm not negative.
What?
I'm not negative. I'm fucking so positive. You know what I did last night, Raina?
At
1:45.
What did you do at 1:45?
I emptied the dishwasher and filled it at 1:45.
So positive.
Okay, that late at night for your mother, I did it.
So positive.
And okay, that's after I went downstairs to sleep so I wouldn't snore and wake her up.
You stop it. You don't do it for that reason. You watch TV and you fall asleep on the couch. So please don't.
With gum in your mouth and watching on your phone. You're like this.
Yeah, I mean, come down here. Your glasses are on. Your phone is like on your chest. Your gum is in your mouth. It's like
no. Look at your two like Siamese.
Oh, she's hurting me.
All right, what are you thankful for, Raina? Ooh, she farted.
Ew, Mom.
What? I didn't. You
yeah,
did.
You did. You did.
Raina.
Bonnie.
Stop.
Come on, let's go. This is slowing up. Move along.
Oh, really? Oh, if he's not talking, he thinks it's a terrible podcast. Honestly, that's the truth. Every time we're done a podcast, I go, that wasn't very good. You're like, that was great. But then I realized it's all dependent on how much you talked. If you didn't talk very much, you think it's a terrible podcast. But if you did a lot of talking, you're like, that was great.
I'm going to lay down after this.
Is this a good podcast?
It's fucking great.
What are you thankful for? We're not thankful for.
I'm thankful for my that I have a wonderful family, 3 daughters and a wife.
And
a dog.
She's part of her family.
And 3 daughters and a wife who I love dearly. And let me tell you something.
And a dog.
Beyond my wildest dreams, when I was drinking and partying, I never thought I would have 2 older daughters that I'm so proud of, and a younger daughter who's brilliant. Funny, likable, you know, dumb at science, but everything else.
That's probably my best subject.
And she's just so cute. When I see her, she melts like butter. And my wife, who looks younger.
Like butter?
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
In my arms, you melt like butter when I hug you.
Isn't it like your heart supposed to melt?
Yeah.
What
not,
do you mean?
Not but her.
Oh. She melts like it. She's melting like butter right now.
She's so cute. Whenever I see her, she just melts like
butter. He thinks melted butter is cute. I don't know.
Everybody loves melted butter. And my wife, who looks younger and younger.
Every time she gets Botox.
Your mother never got Botox, all right?
Sure.
What's wrong with your eye? She's never. Stop it. Quit.
Wink.
Okay. Your mother does CrossFit. How many years have you done CrossFit now?
Just
3?
Kidding. No one's got to.
3 years?
I don't know, 5.
You haven't done it for 5 years.
Like 3 years.
Oh, Jesus. Calm down.
Mr. Positivity right there.
But it is that long.
5 years.
Almost, yeah.
5 years you've been
I think in January it'll be 5 years.
I'm the only one who's gotten Botox here. That's why I melt like butter whenever you see me.
So what are you thankful for, Raina? Your boyfriend, Ryan?
No.
Stop, Raina, stop.
What?
You're going to make it so my phone... Raina, can you get out of here?
Yeah, scram.
Yeah, you're annoying, and you're too cool for school, and you're bugging me.
Why? She was just sitting on your lap.
She's just, like, doing this on my phone, like on my like. So it's gonna lock me out of my phone.
Oh, and they'll be closed.
And
tomorrow.
She's sitting on my leg, and she's like, "Hey, Botox." Like, yeah. She's so funny.
I am funny.
And it's just like she's.
I
just,
know.
I'm so cool.
Yeah, she thinks she's
get
cool.
Out.
No.
You can come over to me. No, come sit over here.
Go sit on his lap. No, I'm done with you.
No, you're not.
Allie, come here,
you
baby.
Love me.
No,
all right,
I love
look
the
you.
Dog.
No, you love me.
I love the dog.
You love me.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
If you had to leave this house, Bonnie, with me and you, you and Raina.
Don't make me pick anybody
or you
between
and the, dog.
The dog. Please don't make me choose.
Me or Allie.
I don't want to be put in that situation.
Me or Allie.
Well, obviously I pick you, but I would be incredibly, incredibly sad about
Allie,
it.
Okay,
me, that she doesn't love you.
Me or Allie.
Allie. Sorry.
Allie.
I'm sorry.
Why? But Allie would only bring you a little joy. Look at all the joy I bring you. Huh? How about the other night?
Ew.
Don't worry. That's all we do. We just go like this to each other. And then I say goodnight.
Huh?
Right in the space.
Huh? It's another stork coming.
Oh, God.
Stop it. I'm only 11.
The stork is going to drop.
Stop. Can
Stop
you,
it.
Are you disgusting?
A what? Poop.
Oh, really? The stork brings a poop? Is that the story that we're going with?
Brings the poop to the toilet in a nice little basket.
All right. Come on. Let's go. Let's pick this up. We only got like 5 more minutes.
You know? I have nothing. I've tried many times. Oh, here, let's do what we're thankful for. I've tried.
I already just said what I'm thankful for. You didn't. It's your turn.
Well, we're gonna have to do this tomorrow at your sister's. You know, because she always makes us do it.
No, we only did it that 1 year.
Did what?
No, we did it last year too.
What do
no.
you do? Wait.
You have to say what you're thankful for around the table.
I thought you meant the podcast.
No. What are you gonna say,
Raina? You say.
I'm gonna say I'm thankful for being a vegan. It's really changed my outlook. Oh my God, she would.
You better do
mind.
That. You better.
I'm gonna say.
I don't know what to say. I'm not thankful for anything.
You're
what?
Not.
Not really.
That's so sad.
I don't feel that emotion.
What's wrong with you?
You're not. Do you ever like look at other people that don't have it as good as you?
I laugh at them.
Oh my God! Get out of here, sociopath. Get out of here.
It's not funny. It's not nice. You know, you see a homeless person, you don't feel bad?
I mean, I guess. I don't know.
You guess? All right. Whatever. Can you, let's...
What this should is, I say? People leave a
well, you
comment
have two parents
below.
That love you. Don't you feel grateful to have that?
One parent that loves me.
Oh, really? Really?
Oh, you immediately thought I was just talking about you.
No. Two parents I love her, and she tries to be downplay my love when she melts her. All right? Because, you know what?
I think that's like a Drake song.
I'm going to. You know what? My older daughters are my favorite. She comes in third place. But, I mean, I like her. Don't get me wrong.
Well, of all my three fathers, you come in third place.
Whoa, that's all you got? That's your rebuttal?
Oh, but excuse me, 35 years in the business against an 11-year-old.
What?
Oh, my God.
What?
And also, what kind of man is that? Like, she downplays my love? Yeah, well, you're nothing and nobody and I'll never love you. It's like...
I didn't say that. I said she's in third place.
Okay, but...
You said I like her. You're downplaying my love, mister.
No. Do you have all your adult teeth, or how? Like, did all
I
your?
I think I have some. Well,
how many baby teeth are still left?
Like one, I think, one or two.
Did the dentist say? Dentists always say to kids, "You need braces."
No, not this dentist.
Really?
He's good.
Oh. Also, the dentists don't do braces. The orthodontist does.
I know.
The dentist doesn't make money from braces because he doesn't do it.
Yeah, obviously. He doesn't make money from heart surgery either. He doesn't do that.
Yeah, but you're saying that dentists are going around saying you
well,
need braces.
Well, dentists will say you need braces and then send you to an orthodontist and get a kickback. You know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I need braces.
No, you don't.
That's what Kelsey says.
Who? Your friend said you need braces.
Her friend, her babysitter. You don't know who.
Who's who is an?
Oh, that's where I heard
and
it.
And also, she told me that she didn't say that.
I asked her because she was like,
can either in here or go away.
She said, if you ever need lotions or something, you can come to me. Or
lotions.
I don't know. She also works at like a skin place.
That girl doesn't stop working.
No, she really doesn't.
She works.
I was like, do I need braces? And she was like, well, let me see your teeth. And she was like, and I was like, nee. And she was like, yeah, you've like, and then told me what was wrong with me.
Did she say you need
Was it mental?
Yeah, did mental she say you problems? Need mental help?
Yeah. You're a sociopath.
Well, sociopaths don't feel like any emotion.
Did you get?
I just don't feel the thankfulness emotion.
What emotions do you feel?
The normal ones, like
neediness. Oh yeah, neediness. Yeah. She's like the other day we're walking around. Pay attention to me.
What?
You weren't paying attention to me.
I know, but then I'm like, okay. If you stop doing it, I'll pay attention to you. But she can't stop. Then she's just constantly, you're mean.
Because she didn't pay.
Terrible.
She never does that with me.
I don't need your love.
Why?
I get it all from her.
Oh, okay. See? You know, I wonder what Jess and Elle want to do tonight. I'm going to hang
out
with them.
You're the worst adult.
You are.
You take it so personally. Well, why don't you just say, like, I love you no matter what. I always love you. You know, instead you take it so personally. You're like, you're dead to me.
You downplay my love, I kill yours.
Yeah. You're like.
Well, you're like a little team. You're like fucking you two are a team. Like what's the name of your
positivity?
See, look, she's just like you. You're happy about it.
I'm not.
You're happy.
I'm not.
She's like a.
I'm not happy about any of this. I'll tell you one thing.
She's like a growth off
this,
of you.
This podcast is like, I don't know what it is, and it's embarrassing, and I don't want it to fucking go out, but I got no choice. You know, I just, like. I like things that are like a little more controlled, like where I have some say in the output. You know, this is just fucking
what
chaos.
Language people,
go fuck yourself. Yeah, really? You want to be on this podcast? Get ready. You know, get it together. Don't you swear?
She's a growth. On you. It's like she should be connected on your back or something.
Sometimes I'm like, leave me alone, you know. Near me.
She is me. Who tells your daughter to leave you alone? Well, you know what? Next year I'm moving out.
Good. Move out now. Why wait a year?
It's because it's like she just hangs on me constantly.
No, I don't.
Yeah, look, that's what you do. You get people. The dog, her. It's your fault. You get them to be so dependent on you.
Oh my God. What about you?
Not me.
You're such a bad parent making people dependent on you.
Yeah. I'm neutral. When I hang out with her, we have a good time, but she doesn't sit there crying.
Well, you guys had a week together without me. How was that?
Good. We went down to the brook together.
You did nothing there. You stood.
I was at the brook throwing stones.
No one calls it a brook.
And you weren't even throwing stones. Don't lie.
Okay, I watched.
Don't lie.
I watched her cross the log back and forth.
Did you make any? Did he make any dinners? Was it all? Did you eat out every meal?
No.
Yes.
No.
We had some frozen dinners.
Frozen dinners, but otherwise.
No, I made.
Okay, this is one thing that happened. So I left very, very early Wednesday morning.
Uh-huh.
And 4:30 a.m., I think.
Very early.
And
after I loaded your car. I loaded your car.
Thank you.
That's what I'm thankful for,
I'm so thankful that Rich did two things for me during this marriage. Loaded my car and undid the dishwasher. Okay.
Yeah, 1:30 a.m.
And when I got back.
Come here for a second.
Sunday night at 5 p.m.
Give me a hug.
I went into my bathroom and I noticed that Before I left, I saw that the poof, you know, from the shower had fallen onto the tub, and I was going to pick it up and put it away. Mm-hmm. And then I said to myself, oh, just go, like I was cleaning up. And when I got back, it was in the exact same position. So I knew for a fact that Raina had not taken a shower.
How do you know she didn't take it in my shower?
And how do you know that I didn't just use the soap bar, one of the, like, liquid soaps?
Oh, yeah. You just left the poof in there, exactly. Because I could tell. Yeah, the bathroom was actually exceptionally clean.
I cleaned it.
Considering.
No, he didn't.
So that means she probably never brushed her teeth.
I never
took a shower.
But I brushed my teeth.
Listen,
I didn't. I'll admit, I didn't take a shower.
Who's that on? Her.
No, you.
You. I got to tell you to take a shower. You don't
you
know that.
At least be like, yo, kid, take a shower.
No, you should be like, oh, I haven't showered.
I was thinking about it.
Like, can you imagine wearing the same underwear Tuesday?
She didn't
Wednesday.
Wear the same underwear.
I didn't wear the same underwear. But you know what? Imagine?
You took a shower Tuesday night, so.
No, I changed
Wednesday,
my underwear.
Thursday. Why would you change your underwear?
Because I was like...
Well, no, she didn't. I guarantee you, that's a lie.
I did.
She wore the same underwear.
At least I don't wipe my counters with my underwear.
What are you talking about?
Richard.
Big deal.
No, that's deflecting. You're deflecting.
Yeah,
see,
don't...
You're in trouble.
She's the one who's attacking you. What are you coming after me for?
Deflecting.
No, deflect towards her. She's the one that's attacking you. Man, are you dumb.
Well, man, are you annoying. Don't call your kid dumb.
I was talking to her.
No.
Come here, give me a hug.
I think we're done.
All right, come here, give me a hug.
No.
And she didn't wear the same underwear.
Yeah.
She gets dressed for school and puts on new underwear.
Really?
Yes.
I don't buy it.
Like every 3 days.
No, you change them when you take a shower, but I
no,
guarantee
I
you
changed
didn't.
Them. I changed it that week.
Okay, if you were changing your underwear, you had to have been like, huh, I should probably take a shower.
I was. I actually was thinking that.
What?
And then I just never got to it.
Yeah, like
disgusting.
I take showers now.
I shouldn't be the one. It shouldn't be on my...
It should. You're his father. You.
I blame
discipline.
You both.
I blame you. I don't blame
You're
myself at all.
Screeching into my ear.
I know. How do you...
I
want
to make sure
I think she's part deaf. She screeches.
It's so people understand.
Either talk closer to the mic.
It's so people understand my pain.
What pain is that?
You not telling me to take a shower?
Give me a hug. Come and give me a hug. I love you. I love you. You're
5 minutes before he was saying you mean nothing to me.
I didn't
well,
say that.
You're being mean to him.
I didn't say that. You're my favorite. Come here and give me a hug.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Give me a hug.
After 5 minutes ago,
yes.
You said you're third place.
I changed my mind. You took first place again.
Oh, after she.
After I realized you don't bathe. You're my favorite. Come here, Smelly.
I bathed. Yes.
I think her new nickname should be Stinky.
I took a shower this morning.
Let me smell your pits. She does get BO. What 11-year-old?
Oh, my God.
She's
11-year-olds do.
No.
It is terrible.
Can you imagine if, like...
You do not need to talk about this on the podcast. This
okay, you're right. You're
my
right.
Personal... Also, I don't have that bad BO. You should come to my school. Stinkfest.
Who? What, the foreign kids?
Richard.
I didn't say what kind.
It doesn't matter. Come on.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Come here. Give me a hug. Give me a hug so we can wrap this up. I'm thankful that you're my favorite daughter in the planet.
The
planet.
I gotta go. Bye, guys.
Wait.
Thanks a lot. I'll be at the North Bar in Chicago.
VossRoast.com.
VossRoast.com. I'll be at Chicago, the North Bar,
I'm
on December 22nd. So please come to that.
It's going
to
be great. She's funny.
Thank you, Rich. I don't need your input on this.
I'm trying to help you.
Okay. Well, when you do yours, I'll be like, hey, you should go see Rich. He's got some good jokes. Like,
I said she's funny. That's nice.
They already know if they listen to this fucking podcast.
We have like one of the top podcasts out there.
No, we don't.
You don't think we do?
No.
One of the best worst podcasts. I'll go with that.
People that listen, they get it. They get humor.
And
Hey, you know what?
I'm also December, first Wednesday in December, we're doing another show at Stress Factory. You're on it. You're, you know, retweet it. I think it's December 7th.
Remind me, and don't forget this so the people know, last week, last Thursday, she didn't have piano. They were snowed out.
Yeah, so they're gonna redo it.
Did they tell
tomorrow,
you?
But she's claimed,
it's Thanksgiving tomorrow.
I mean Friday.
Oh.
And she claims that she's doing something else, so I gotta call them.
Yeah, she's going to the mall. It's
okay, thank you. Bye.
All right, this weekend I'll be at the Comedy Connection, Rhode Island, December 1st, myself, Ron Bennington, Jim Florentine, Treehouse Comedy. And December, I think it's 14, 15, or 13, 14, whatever. Comedy Cabaret, Doylestown, Atlantic City. Go to richvoss.com. I have tons of dates. I might be in your area. Thank you for listening. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, this is a secret handshake. So December 5th, I made a mistake. Me and Allie May, we do it every first Wednesday.
It's a good show. It's a good show. All right, Bonnie. I'm thankful that I met you. I'm thankful... that you do CrossFit, and I'm thankful for everything. Goodbye. And I love Raina. Raina's my favorite, in my top three. Bye.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.